Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
Welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure in the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
I am here, and I wish I was waiting for something better, something bigger, something longer.
That's what she said.
I don't know what else.
So anyways, we're going to be jumping into this episode with more or less a Transformers spin to the 10-minute blitz on Altered Geek. However, it's going to be covering Transformers Cyberverse, Skybound's Transformers, Transformers Studio Series, and G1 Marvel Comics. So,
well, kind of, sort of, not really.
In a way. Not totally.
So this is a regular ATTF. That headline there, I just left that there because I didn't feel like deleting it in case we wanted
we're going to blitz through certain things and then certain things we'll more or less discuss like we always do. But
I picked out, so when I look for Transformers news, folks, I don't always look when they drop everything. I look to see when it is. Like, I looked over the weekend. We're recording this Monday, July 7th. And I looked over the weekend, and of course, we're coming out of the holiday weekend of the 4th of July here in the United States of America. And I looked on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th, and there wasn't much news, obviously, because 4th of July, you know, fireworks, America's birthday, all that stuff. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we could find three stories that we both wanted to talk about, or maybe that it was two stories that one each of us wanted to talk about, and then a third story that we both wanted to talk about. Bam, 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 bam. I'm sorry, I've got Stitch in my head still. I can't get... I love that clip. Damn it, Stitch. You rock, dude. but basically, bam, bam, bam. 20 minute, 20 minute, 20 minute. 60 minutes. There you go. Full hour worth of show. Only need three stories. That's it. You don't need six stories. You don't need 10 stories. You don't need 13 stories. You don't need every single piece of Transformers news that is out there ever. You don't need, oh my god, the seventh or eighth or however many Transformers movies we're on now, ninth. You don't need this is rumored to be happening. Oh my god, this filming location is right down the street from me. You don't need cut out all the filth, cut out all the fat with a PH, kid. Cut all that out. And then Monday, July 7th, 2025 hits. And I look at TFW2005.com again, because that's where I get all the news. And I'm like, frag! there's actual stuff more than just what I found over the weekend. Damn it, you suck! Ruining my plans. So, yes, the cyber world thing, it's a nothing burger to me. It's a clip from the upcoming animated series Transformers Cyber World, where Optimus Prime and Grimlock are fighting. And it's a clip from a YouTube channel I've never heard of. It's a leak. Again, leaks to me fall in the same lines as rumors, but it's animation and voicing from the show that's coming out. It looks cool. It sounds cool. I am on, I've looked at every single Transformers website known to man that I can try to find information on Cyberworld. The only thing I have found is the generic information that we already know. So again, folks, I'm sorry, but I'm going to read from the TF Wiki. So if you don't like
They did. I mean, they did show like the teaser trailer on the Transformers official.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Dude, I've been sick for the past 3.5 months. I don't freaking know what this
is. Okay. It came out like a month ago, like the trailer for it. But it didn't show like the whole Grimlock scene or anything like that. Like that's new.
Okay.
It is leaked, but it is legit. Like it's
okay.
It's gonna be on the Transformers official
YouTube. Yeah.
So
the only thing that I don't like about this series to this point is the logistics of it. I don't mind that it's on the Transformers official YouTube. That's fine. There are other series on the Transformers. Hey, that's great. That's awesome. That's cool. Make it worldwide available to everybody who wants to watch it. That's wonderful. It's not locked behind a cable package. It's not locked behind a subscription package. I mean, technically, if you want to watch it without ads, you need YouTube Premium, but great. Sure. Fine. Whatever. But for the love of me, yes, folks, for the love of Mike. Oh, God. 5-minute episodes? Really? Yeah,
they're going to be 5-minute episodes, 36 of them.
Yes.
So almost akin to the Machinima stuff, where we got 5-minute clips, 5 to 7-minute clips, and I mean, say what you will. Like, the animation was good there, too. This kind of reminds me of, like, the PlayStation 2 days of, like, the Transformers Armada video game.
Mm-hmm.
Graphically.
Yep.
It still doesn't hold a candle to the War for Cybertron.
Yeah, no.
Video games. But, no. I mean, it is what it is. They're saying that the cast for this will be Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Alita One, Megatron, Grimlock, and more, obviously, as it progresses, Scorponok. And so there'll be Autobots and Decepticons trying to survive on this world called Cyberworld, and there'll be other entities on the same planet, and so the lines of good of Decepticon and Autobot will kind of blur a little bit because they're going to have to work together at certain points.
Yep. The list that TF Wiki has is, as you mentioned, Optimus, Bumblebee, Alita One, Grimlock. They also list Snarl for Autobots, Decepticons. They list Megatron, Starscream, Skybite, and then others is Scorponok. So
that's because those are the figures that have been released so far.
Oh, okay.
Those.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised though. I mean, if Starscream does show up, I would be interested to see if Skybite showed up. That would be kind of cool for those people who like that character. That would be very interesting because when's the last time Skybite showed up prominently, which was Robots in Disguise 2001 was his debut, I believe, if I remember off the top of my head.
I like the clip when the series ends and then he's like, Skybite, that's me.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So in the clip that they showed with Optimus versus Grimlock, I've been trying to figure out who that Optimus voice is. And yeah,
they're not revealing anything.
Yeah, no. And I've been looking online. I've been scouring various voice acting websites. I've been using behindthevoiceactors.com. And so far, canonically and legitimately, as far as who is voicing Optimus Prime, the only confirmed voices we have up to last year, obviously Peter Cullen, obviously Alan Tudyk, Chris Hemsworth, and then in the Galactic Trials game, was Bill Rogers. So I don't know. As far as Grimlock goes, all as I know is that has the essence of Grimlock as far as like me, Grimlock, blah, 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 blah. But that ain't no Greg Berger.
No.
That's not Greg Berger.
I mean,
at all.
I can do Greg Berger's Grimlock.
And the only, the latest listed credited again from behindthevoiceactors.com. Huge thanks to BTVA for all the hard work that those people do over there. The latest credited actors for Grimlock are Michael Schwabobli. I'm sorry, Michael, if I butchered your last name. From Transformers Tactical Arena, which is 2021. And Keith David from Earthspark from 2022. So Keith David was the last. And I can tell you right now, that ain't Keith David. I know Keith David's voice in a heartbeat. The voice actor voicing Grimlock in this cyber world, that's not Keith David. But again, I'm interested to check it out. I mean, it's only 5 minutes for one episode, so sure. Hey, look, anything new that they do with Transformers, I will at least give it a shot. To at least say, hey, I gave it a shot, I looked at it, and I may like certain aspects of it. I may not like certain aspects of it. I may watch it and say, hey, it's kind of cool, but it's not my thing. And move on. You know, it is what it is. But my biggest sticking point is the 5 minutes. At least make it 15 minutes, 20. Like, I don't understand. Like, I get the episode order. You said 36, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you do 36 episodes. If you did 36 episodes at, let's say, a 15-minute clip or a 20-minute clip, I could understand that, because at least that would be longer and you'd be spending longer on the Transformers YouTube channel. These bite-sized episodes, what is the point? And I'm more so, I know you'll give an answer to this in a minute, but I'm more so asking that to ask our listeners, 5 minutes per episode, what is the freaking point of that? Because you're gonna watch it anyway. Like, we've watched 30-minute episodes of Transformers for the last 41 freaking years of the franchise. So we're going to be here anyway. I don't get it.
I think it has more so to do with cost.
Okay.
I honestly do.
Okay. Well,
because like if they're trying to make it easy and accessible for kids, they're making it free. There's no channel to, you know, pay for. It's literally all just, yeah.
Okay, sure. The animation, from what we've seen, looks really good. Like, I mean, you know, animation styling has always been subjective, because you could like Generation 1 style, you could like Beast Wars style, you might not like Beast Machine style. I love Beast Machine style, so I'm not worried about that. A lot of people didn't like animated. I didn't like animated style in the beginning until I finally, you know, came around and came to my senses. But same thing with Transformers Prime. Going from animated to Transformers Prime, going into that 3D world, and a lot of people may not have liked that kind of thing. Animation styling has always changed over the years, but going back to this more classic kind of 2D sort of styling, I really dig it, and I hope they do well with this. I really, really do. So yeah, cyber world. That's the cyber world. So we got two comic stories up next. We got Skybound's Transformers. We get the announcement of who will be taking over after Daniel Warren Johnson's run ends with issue 24 of Skybound's Transformers series. And it's going to be none other than Robert Kirkman and Dan Mora. So Robert Kirkman currently is leading the Energon universe with Void Rivals. Void Rivals is the wholly unique entry into the Energon universe. It is the series. It's basically their space series. It's their... I was going to say it's their Star Trek series, but you'd probably smack me upside my head for saying that, because it really isn't Star Trek at all. But it, I don't know. It's... I love Void Rivals. I think Void Rivals for me is one of the most unique and interesting new series to comics. And since I've only otherwise known Mr. Kirkman from doing The Walking Dead, even though I've never watched that show because I'm not a zombie person, I've never read those comics. I don't do the undead stuff, but that's where I know he is from. So Daniel Warren Johnson's run from issue 1 to issue 24. By issue 18, I was ready for, like, if you listen to another comic review with myself and Jesse Early from another comic review, Jesse also used to do TF Wire. Myself, along with him and Ryan the Uneven Flow from Up Nerd Podcast Network, by issue 18, I was ready to tap out of Transformers because I got so sick of Daniel Warren Johnson's writing. It's not that it was bad writing. It was just like the story, the way that the Transformers comic was coming, the way the story was progressing, it was like, and it's the way that Skybound approached how they did their comic series. Like, I was used to comic book series doing, like, collecting for trade and how they did that a certain way. And they put a mini series within the ongoing, like, in the middle of a story arc, and it interrupted the entire story arc just to have a Starscream origin story. That just blew my mind, and it, so by issue 18, I was like, I'm ready for a new writer now, and I'm like, oh crap, I got 6 more issues to go. So issue 25 is when Mr. Kirkman and the artist Dan Mora will lead into a new creative team.
I'm kind of interested in this just because I've honestly never read anything that either of them have done. Although the Justice League Unlimited comics, if that's what it's referring to.
Yes.
I think I've read those at some point.
I forget which version of the Justice League Unlimited comics. I don't know. I would have to look that up specifically. I know
there's a newer rendition of it.
Yeah. So they will...
It's good that Kirkman is excited to be writing Transformers.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's why I'm... I think I said... We can talk about this off air. This is why I was trying to get you on to Void Rivals, is because I think that will wet your whistle for this, is because in Void Rivals, even though that series starts off with wholly unique characters to the Energon universe in Skybound Comics, Skybound Entertainment, they have certain Transformers characters guest spot. Like Jetfire shows up. Hot Rod and Springer show up. And they just show up. They don't star. Like, they show up, they're there, but the core cast of the Void Rivals comic are the core cast kind of thing. It's kind of like... give me a Star Trek character that showed up twice and never shows up again. I don't care who it is or how good or bad it is, but, like, give me a Star Trek character that doesn't show up regularly, but shows up.
Worf's brother.
Okay, there you go. All of the Transformers characters that show up in Void Rivals, all of them, to this point, from what I remember from what Mr. Kirkman said, they are all guest starring roles. They are not main roles. because they are not the main characters. The Void, Derek, Salila, Derek's father, is it Grandmaster Doolin? All of the Agorians and Zertonians, which are the two races within the Void Rivals characters, all of those people are the core cast members. All of those people are the main stars. When Hot Rod and Springer and I believe Shockwave showed up once, but he's dead now. Spoiler. But it's just one of those things where, and that's why I wanted to start you with that, so that when we get here now, not necessarily, like, you don't need to read that to read this, I don't think, but just to, yeah. Anyway, so Kirkman and Mora, they're going to kick off a bold new era for the two-time Eisner Award-winning series Transformers that will be, guess what? That will be More Than Meets the Eye with issue 25. In comic book shops, October 8th, it will be published by Image Comics and Skybound Entertainment in collaboration with leading games, IP, and toy company Hasbro. Joining current series colorist Mike Spicer and letterer Russ Wooten, Kirkman and Mora will begin a new age of Transformers with an oversized issue celebrating the blockbuster series' second anniversary. A perfect jumping on point for new readers. Issue 25 will also feature a stunning story from Kirkman and current series artist Jorge Corona. Holy smokes, I'm writing a Transformers comic, said Kirkman. I've been so invested in this series since the beginning, I've marveled at what Daniel Warren Johnson and Jorge Corona have been brought to some of my all-time favorite characters. When Daniel's run came to an end, I couldn't stand on the sidelines no more. I just had to get in the ring. And that's a whole wrestling thing, because that's Daniel's thing. It's a tremendous honor to be a small part of the legacy of these amazing characters. This world has been a huge part of my life for as long as I can remember, and I can't wait for everyone to see what legend, what the legendary Dan Mora and I are cooking up. Dan goes on to say, I've been a huge Transformers fan ever since I can remember, so it's been a real thrill to come aboard the series. I've also been a huge fan of Daniel Warren Johnson and Jorge Corona and what they've been able to do. So, full press release. So, yeah, October 8th is when that's going to happen. So, very, very cool. So, that's going to be interesting and fun. Can't wait for that. But yeah, so that's what's going on there with that part of the comic book world when it comes to solicitations. Where'd that go? It's moved all the way down here. For solicitations for comic books, we've got the September solicitations. So as you know, folks, solicitations are usually a couple months out. I would have the August solicitations, but I didn't grab those off the top of my head. But this is for Transformers number 24, which will be Daniel Warren Johnson's final issue. The end of the story arc, Optimus Prime versus Megatron. This is it. And the new era of Transformers begins with the most shocking ending to any comic book this year. Over in Void Rivals, we have, see, this is what I was talking about, where Void Rivals is the Transformers characters guest spot. Wheelie meets Cobra La. Everyone's, and I always, when I did the solicitation over on Jesse's podcast, I read it like this. So I'm inserting a word here just so everyone knows this is not how the solicitation is read. Wheelie meets Cobra La. Everyone's least favorite rhyming Autobot makes his debut in Void Rivals, coming face to face with Pythona.
So yeah, that's what's coming up in September
for the solicits for the comics. Yay!
But yeah, I'll get you the. We'll talk about the comics.
Yeah, we'll stuff. Talk about it off air.
Off air. Yep. Hasbro had a fan stream in June. Really? When did that happen?
I think it was right around the time that we were discussing some of the different figures and Alpha Trion and some of these other ones. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the sometime. Yeah. Fan stream. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, June 24th is when it was. But yeah, so we got what's so funny to me is I watched part of this fan stream and I was kind of online in various ways with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and between watching the actual fan stream and oh man, poor. Sometimes I feel sorry for the Hasbro team because I sometimes throw them under the bus. But this time around, everybody was throwing. Look, I don't know what the deal is with people not realizing that the Hasbro team, even though Evan has been doing this for the longest time, I don't know who. I don't know where. I don't know how long Nate has been the marketing action brands. I don't know how long Nate's been working for the company, but I know Evan's been the designer for the longest time. The last stream that they had Mark and somebody else on. I forget. I think it was, no, it was Mark and Nate. That's right. Mark is one of the other, Mark Clonus is one of the other designers. And I was given the both of them shit last time. And people were going after Evan for this stream. It's like they just don't know how to do a stream. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh my God, you guys. It's so crazy. But anyway, man. So we talked about SS-86 Megatron last podcast. All is I'm going to say about him here is I like... Because I watched the stream, because I remember we recorded and released that episode after or before the stream, because we released the last ATTF on the 17th and the stream wasn't until the 24th. I like seeing him. This right here, folks, the second image or third, the second image of them showing him off where Evan has him in both modes. This is why Transformers fans are broke, folks, because seeing an image like this. This is why we buy two. If we can afford it, this is why we buy two. But, like, yeah, wow. Very, very cool. Absolutely love it. But, yeah. So we got the Studio Series Megatron. I think the only thing I wanted to see out of this more... out of them posing him in on the stream, like, yeah, they bring in SS-86 Optimus to stand next to him, but like you couldn't have transformed him. You couldn't have had truck versus tank, tank versus truck at least once. Come on, guys. I don't know. That's what I mean. Granted, the tank's going to destroy the truck any day, but still, like, so you got that. Any thoughts? I know we've already talked. I'm trying to cycle through these tank images here to get to the Grimlock. But any thoughts? Any more thoughts from you on SS-86?
I'm ecstatic for that figure.
Yep.
I did crash BBTS's website, though, when they launched it.
Yes, yes, it did. We got the Grimlock. Grimlock looks really cool.
For SS-86?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one in stores before.
It's already out?
This is just a reissue.
Oh, okay.
It's a repack, new cover.
Okay.
This figure's been out before. This one's been out twice before, actually. It came out just like this, and it came out with the G2 color palette.
Okay, folks, you gotta remember, I'm old, and number two, it's been a while since the stream, so...
I like it, don't get me wrong, but it's not one that I'm just like, eh, I gotta have it, you know, it's...
Yeah. What do you think of these jets? The seekers here, these bug-looking I don't know about these jets, man.
See... I don't, the Transformers 1 figures or?
No, the Studio Series, the Starscream, the Thundercracker, the Skywarp, the ones right after Grimlock, man. I'm going in order. I'm just looking at the pictures. I'm not on the page itself. I'm on the pictures pop up. So there's three of them. Skywarp on the left, Starscream in the middle, purple, red, and blue. But
you know, these are from the War for Cybertron game, right?
Oh, they are? Oh, yes. They are. Oh, yeah. Huh.
That's why they're shaped like that.
Oh, okay.
It's their Cybertronian jet.
Yeah, okay. I didn't see the War for Cybertron thing on there. But I looked at which image freaked me out the most on this. I looked at the alt mode and I was like, huh.
It's a take on those triangular jets on G1.
Yeah.
But they gave it kind of a mix of both modes so that when they transition to the Earth, it's not that big of a difference.
It's not that big of a difference. Yeah. No, I looked at the, so when you get into the images, it's the product shot, like where Thundercracker's in robot mode, and then it switches to the alt mode. It almost makes me think of the Insecticons of how these look in the alt mode. That's really
and I could see that because like they do have a similar aesthetic.
Yeah. And then we get, who is this? Mixmaster. So we're getting him. This is for the movie. This is Studio Series Mixmaster. He looks good. Wow, he looks really good.
Then they revealed Scavenger as well.
Yep. Scavenger and Hook? No, it's just Scavenger. Oh, Scavenger and Mixmaster. Yeah, the Mixmaster was in the box. I thought it was, But yeah, Scavenger. Very cool. And they revealed all of these, and there's Devastator himself. God. So, Jesus. Thing is huge. Seeing him next to Prime, oh my God. If we were still in the old website days where we weren't doing pod art, we were doing banner art, and there weren't two human, if this was just the robots. Yeah, this would be a banner image. Because, damn, that size... Here, look at this. I'm going to put this in Discord. That's crazy. Jeez, he's huge. I mean, I know he's 2 foot tall, but damn. That's crazy. Like, seriously. That's you can't complain with like here, I'll throw another one in here. you cannot complain about scale after this, because, like, not you as in Steve, but just Transformers fans, you guys aren't seeing this as we're recording the podcast, but nobody can complain about scale now, because damn, that's crazy good. They did an amazing job with this Devastator. All six of the, just everything. I'll never have this thing, but I can still appreciate its glory. Yeah, it was so very cool. And then we get to Transformers 1. God. All right, well, it's time to take a bathroom break. Transformers 1. Wait a minute. Let's take. Really? You're throwing Transformers 1 into Studio Series? Don't do that. Ugh, Starscream. Ugh. Yeah, this is okay. Do we like any of these Transformers 1 figures? Because I'm thinking no.
I honestly don't care about them.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe except that Megatron. That Megatron's not bad.
True.
The black Megatron that's next to the Starscream in the, that one's not bad, but the Megatron that comes in the Bumblebee 2-pack, that one's not bad. Maybe if you take that out of the 2-pack and make it a 1-pack, it'd be better, but okay. Maybe I'm changing my mind on that. I'm never gonna buy it, obviously, but maybe I'm changing my mind on this Megatron. The more that I see it, of course, I have to scroll more. That's the robot mode, and there is the. I was not expecting an old timey cannon mode for Megatron. That's kind of cool. That's wow. I would have to look at the price point for that thing, but depending on the price point, I would buy that toy. I'd buy that Megatron toy just to have it in alt mode for the cannon.
Yeah, these were that City of Steel.
Yeah.
Or not City of Steel. What? Hearts of Steel.
Hearts of Steel. That's what it is.
Yeah. This was the only Transformers comic that I 100% hated. And it's because the weird transformations, they didn't make very many issues of it anyway, but.
No.
I'm like, if you can do this, I'm like, please go back to the BotCon pool and, you know, give us the pre-Beast Megatron. Give us, you know, Beast Machines Megatron. Give us Transmetals.
Yeah.
Like, new versions of all of our Transmetals. Like,
yes.
Instead of the, I mean, these look like, the only one with a decent paint job here is Bumblebee. Prime, it looks so weird, and so does Starscream and Megatron. They just look cheap. And their alt modes look cheap, too. Like, it's sad when third party does Hasbro better than Hasbro.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on Hasbro, because I genuinely love their stuff, and, like, the fact that they're excited about it. I wish that, like, yes, this took effort. It's cool to an extent, but at least make it look somewhat premium, or, you know, I don't know, like, and I gotta give them props for choosing something that's just out of left field here.
Yeah.
Because normally we get rehash after rehash of G1.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not horrible. But when they transform, it looks like I'm playing with Thomas the Tank. like it's a 3-year-old toy. Like yeah. it does not look like, oh, this is cool. Like the box shows, it's like, oh, look at it's lame.
Yep.
Like War for Cybertron did it harder.
Yeah, it did. Speaking of doing things harder, I wanted more from these additional images from SS-86 Megatron. I think the best image out of this entire additional images gallery that they have here is the one where he's looking up at Devastator.
That's I like that one, but I also like the one where he's got his arm and he's kind of pivoted forward, leaning. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth image in, and yep. And then the one where he's like pointing at Prime, and you know any of the action shots, he just looks cool, especially with the arms swiveled and it looks like he's about to like run at somebody.
Yeah,
just looks menacing and just looks. You know, and then of course the new Studio Series 86 Devastator, you know, where it's towering over him.
Yeah.
But no, I mean these just look epic. Like this will look perfect next to Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime.
Yep, absolutely.
And a lot of people are nitpicking it because it's like, oh, it's not a gun, it's a tank. And it's like, who cares? Like, who honestly, cares? They
90% of people are going to have this in robot mode anyway.
That's my point. But people are like, I'll just get third party where they figure out how to do it. And it's like, okay, like, I get it. Like, I was only going third party for cost and for to get rid of the trailer.
Yeah.
But this, like, I mean, the only way they could get away with selling him is making him a tank, and they kind of did that in G2 to kind of normalize it, and it was weird at the time, and now that he's just been a tank ever since. But
yeah,
unless he's been a beast or like something else, but for the most part he's been a tank or like a jet or but I'm surprised how well, like, yeah, you can see it if you look at the back of Megatron.
Yeah.
Like his feet. You can see the tank treads. You can see, you know, pieces of it that folded out. But the robot mode from the front, I mean, other than the fact that the legs colors don't match.
Yeah. You know, what's going on with that?
They're like a light blue, which is weird.
Yeah. What's going on with that, Hasbro? What?
Because if you look at it in tank mode, there's no logical reason it's not gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it just sits on the back. It's strictly a cover on the back. So why is it blue?
Yeah. What?
But regardless,
I mean, I know you're just gonna paint it anyway. But like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean,
they could have done a little bit more in that department to make it match because it wouldn't stand out as much. But suffice it to say, I do love how this figure looks in robot mode.
Yeah, he looks
good. And how well that they were able to compromise to make it look like G1 Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And still transform into the tank and not be as obvious of it like the War for Cybertron figures.
Yeah. I think my only complaint and why I wouldn't buy him is he's got that stupid sword instead of his Whirlybird. The thing I like, it's not a mace, but it's a you know what I mean.
Yes.
The thing.
That's the thing is somebody's going to 3D print that sucker at some point.
Well, you probably will.
I will as soon as I find a file, but yeah.
They throw that in with every other version of him. I'm surprised that it's not in with this. Like, I don't know. It is what it is. It doesn't matter to me. But, like, I'm just really surprised of what is and is not in this thing.
I mean, I could do without that. I get it, that why they omitted it, because he didn't use it in the movie.
Yeah.
So,
well, okay, right.
So yeah, if we're going for that,
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Then I understand it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there are some parts of like his stomach, you know, like where next to the red part where it should be like a gray or something, mm-hmm. and then the feet should be gray. But for the most part, like, he's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Except his legs weren't blue in the movie.
That's what I mean. Like, he's pretty spot on. And then, like, the only difference on Prime is his head.
Yep, his head.
The head sculpt is different. Yep. So, but, you know, for this being a Megatron and just having the slight color issue.
Yep.
I feel like this is as perfect as we're going to get and not have a masterpiece figure. So it puts this into a budget. And it doesn't corrode.
Yep, doesn't corrode.
like the masterpiece figure. So I don't know. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to have a battle pose with Prime and Megatron there. And then having a generational shot where I have Prime and Megatron G1 and then Prime and Megatron and J-Axis G2 duking it out.
Yup, yup.
So... yeah, I'm excited for this anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
Then moving on to our final.
Yeah, I wanted to save this for last because it is sad news and not to bury the lead, but
yeah,
this is very sad news. Marvel G1 Marvel Comics editor Jim Shooter passed away. Sad to report that Jim Shooter had passed away. This was back on June 30th. It was confirmed by Mark Waid on his Facebook account. By the time Mr. Shooter was Marvel's editor-in-chief, he wrote the initial 6-page treatment for the Transformers comic for Marvel, which was later taken by Bob Budiansky, but the rest is history. Mr. Shooter's contribution not only to Transformers, but to the comic industry in general is invaluable. Having worked on both Marvel, DC, and other companies, he left a legacy for all comic fans in general. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, we lose people all the time, and it just... there are just names in every industry that has touched our lives. Every creative industry, whether it's comics or movies or TV or music or, you know, whatever it is. And yeah, he will be missed. So there's that. But yeah. But no, it's an interesting... I just don't know where Transformers is going to go next at this point, because we still have still have Comic-Con to come up, because San Diego isn't even here yet.
That is true.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, man, I said this. I don't know if I said this last show or the show before that. 2025 feels like it's 2035 at this point. And I don't know.
Yep. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
And the year seems to be moving along pretty fast, too.
Not for
me. In some degree.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'll probably start feeling that way once Halloween's over.
Yeah, it's not that far away. It's like three months, less than 3 months.
Yeah, less than 3 months.
Crazy. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
So I think that about rounds this episode of All Things Transformers up. Thank you, as always, for listening to the episode. You can, of course, interact with us on geekcastradio.com on the episode post for this episode of All Things Transformers. You can also reach out to us on the social medias. Mine is generally SCP21 or at Steve Phillips VO, and yourself, sir.
I'm at TFG and Mike most places. If you're looking on Instagram, it's TFG and Mike Presents.
So until next time, transform and transcend.
Yeah.